separation between science and human values is an illusion.
Where did we come from?
This is the first self-replicating species on the planet.
Future Proof. In partnership with Science Foundation Ireland. Research for Ireland's future.
Balan Jalal is a researcher in the Behavioural and Clinical Neuroscience Institute in Cambridge. He joins us now to hopefully explain. What is the rubber hand illusion?
Well, the rubber hand illusion, so imagine the sense, I'm just going to go to the basics here, the sense of self, the sense of I being me and having a physical body and having a sense of embodiment, being anchored in a physical body is something that the brain creates. And so when I close my eyes, I have a vivid body image. I feel like my body is moving, right? And so this is very essential for human conscious experience. It's extremely axiomatic. It's very foundational. But in about 5 minutes or so, in a small little experiment, I can make you question that very aspect of yourself. So the question is, how do I do this short of a miracle or magic? Well, you just do the following experiment. I put you near a table. Put your hand underneath the table, and I'll stand near the table and stroke and tap the table in front of you. I'll go stroke, 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 tap, 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 stroke, 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 tap, 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 in a random repeated sequence. And at the same time, with my other hand, I stroke and tap your hand that's hidden underneath the table so you can't see it, and I'll do the same random tapping and stroking. So I'll go tap, 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 stroke, stroke, stroke. And the sequence is exactly the same between the table being tapped and stroked and your hidden real hand. And guess what happens in about like 2 or 3 minutes of me doing that? You'll actually start feeling like the tapping and stroking emerging from the table. You'll start feeling that. So the table literally becomes you. And not in some kind of abstract metaphorical sense, but actually literally. So if I were to take a hammer and menacingly approach the table and try to hit it, you'll say, ouch, 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 and try to remove your hand.
See, so, hang on a second. You're saying by recreating the same sensation on your hand as on the table, but putting my hand out of the way, you can actually convince my brain that the table is part of my body?
Absolutely. And this happens for a very straightforward statistical reason. Your brain says, look, buddy, what is the statistical likelihood of this table in front of me being stroked in this random sequence and I feeling on my hand being stroked on the same exact random sequence? Well, it turns out the statistical likelihood is zero. So therefore, it must be me on this table. In fact, this table is me. And so your brain does this inference and you start feeling like your hand is the table. You'll incorporate the table into your body image in your brain, quite literally. So this is one extreme version of the rubber hand illusion. Obviously, the classic experiment, they used a fake hand and not a table, but it's been shown in other experiments that you can use things like a table. You don't have to have an actual fake hand. But yeah, this is basically this spooky rubber hand illusion where you will have objects that are not part of you become part of you.
I guess people who lose their limbs must have some sense of the hand being theirs in a way. They don't get the haptic feedback on the surface of the hand, but after a while, a prosthetic hand or even a hook might certainly feel like part of them.
Well, absolutely. So phantom limbs is one example of your body image having a distortion there. So after your arm is amputated, you'll have, in some cases, vivid sensations of an arm being there. And it just shows you how the brain creates a sense of a body image and how certain structures in the brain sort of scaffolding this sense of I. But there's really other many examples of this. One example that just very, very bizarre is a neurological disorder called somatoparaphrenia. So where a patient, after having a stroke to the right side of the brain, the right, typically around the temporoparietal junction, is a fine structure in the right side of the brain. Well, you have it in both sides, but these patients tend to have a stroke in the right side of the brain. And when they go to the doctor, they will say, my arm, doctor, doesn't belong to me. And the doctor will say, what are you talking about? And the patient who's been normal all his life, you know, he's normal in all other respects. He will say, well, this arm doesn't belong to me, doctor. It belongs to you. Or he might say, well, this arm belongs to my sister in Italy or something like that. So he'll say, it's a communist, doctor. It's not my arm. It's a communist. So he have all these weird confabulations and try to convince the doctor that his arm is not his arm. And again, it shows you how the brain constructs a body image and how this sense is really an illusion, which the rubber hand illusion really shows.
So, it's crazy to think that something that is so, it feels so innate to us, this sense of my hand being my hand, it's crazy to think that it's such a delicate sensation that in just 5 minutes I could convince someone that, for example, one of the studies I read was that I had a tiny body, that if you recreate this sort of sensation on a tiny baby's body and you give people the illusion that they're looking down on their body and you replace it. You know, like when you bury your head in the sand, that sort of thing. If you put a small baby's body in front of you, hide your own body and recreate the same sensations on the feet and legs of that body, you can convince someone that their body is tiny, like a little baby's body. That's mad. That's completely and utterly mad.
That's absolutely right. That is crazy. But that's what happens with these sort of illusions. They show you how our brain is constantly working with other senses, whether it be touch, vision, emotion, in this case disgust, and in all these kinds of weird ways, and creates this dynamic sense of I, and how this is created in the brain. It's constantly dynamic equilibrium with the environment, and then you have the sense of I, which is, you know, disrupted easily. And in a sense, every night when we go to sleep, you have part of the brain, again, the temporoparietal junction, it turns off during REM sleep. And that's why our dreams, sometimes we feel like we are, you know, floating outside of our bodies, or we feel like we're another person, or take another person's vantage point and things like that. Or you might have an out-of-body experience, which are very common, actually. For example, during a condition called sleep paralysis and so on, where you feel paralyzed upon waking up at night. All of these examples, really, from sleep, from the rubber hand illusion to some of these neurological disorders, really shows you the elusive sense of self. It's quite interesting. I mean, think about this. We have all these aspects of ourselves that we take for granted, right? I have a name, I have a bank account, I have a parent. I mean, all of these things are part of us. But you can question all of these things, right? I mean, 10% of people are born out of wedlock. Their fathers might not be their fathers, right? Or, you know, their name, you can go and change your name any day. But how about the sense of self, the I, the physical body? I mean, that is the most fundamental thing. And yet in 5 minutes, you show that that very thing is amenable to change.
You're freaking me out, Baland.
So that's really what it boils down to.
Baland Jalal, researcher in the Behavioral and Clinical Neuroscience Institute in Cambridge. Thank you very much for joining us.
Sure, my pleasure.